Unit 10. Listening. Activity 1. Speaker 1.
I think I have lots of friends, though in a way they're more acquaintances, I suppose. I don't feel I can share my real innermost thoughts with them. It's not that I don't trust them, because on the whole I do, and I see them every day at school. It's more that I love sport and they don't, which makes it difficult for us to do things together. I regret that a lot, and I feel quite jealous when I see groups of friends out together doing stuff. Maybe things will change as we get older and get other opportunities to try new things.
Speaker 2.
My closest friend doesn't live near me anymore, so we have to keep in touch by phone and email. That's fine. We've known each other since school, and our friendship is very deep. I don't think we're really alike, and that's what makes our friendship so interesting. We can tell each other about things we've done, which stops us getting bored. We love pulling one another's legs. She's the only one who really gets my jokes. So, even though we're very different in other ways, that's what keeps us together. As a bonus, we both hate sport, so I don't get dragged to watch football matches.
Speaker 3.
We don't see each other very often now, even though we both still live in the same town and grew up together. I think we've just grown apart and developed different interests. What's missing for me now is the feeling that I can go to him if I need help. I'm not sure that he'd be there for me. I think that's such a key thing in a friendship. Of course, I miss the fun we used to have, and we always used to play football together. But I've got other friends to do stuff with, and you just have to laugh about it and move on.
Speaker 4.
I often read those quizzes in magazines, you know, are you a good friend, that type of thing. I usually come out of them quite well because I think I'm quite sensitive. But what I know about myself is I need to have my friends around me. I'm a people person, and even though there's always social media, that's no real substitute. It's not that important to be the same kind of person, nor to like the same kind of things. My closest mates are into very different stuff, though they never hold that against me. We can have a laugh about it, actually.
Speaker 5.
Most of my friends like loads of different things, and it's great that we can give ourselves space and not worry about being in one another's pockets all the time. We always have a good laugh together, though not all my mates get my idea of a joke, and they always tell me that truthfully, which can be annoying. But we all have the same values. We're the same kind of people, really. That's what supports a good friendship, not the other stuff. And if we don't meet up for a few days, that's not a problem. We just pick up exactly where we left off.